take it out.
No.
Or he just takes it out. He just takes it out. That's a real father. Okay, guys. Good evening, gentlemen. We're continuing in the Rambam. Hilchas Chametz Matzah, Per Gimel Halacha Hey, Chapter 3, Law 5. Mi sheshachach ohizid velo barak balel arbasar. A person who either forgot, I can't imagine how you could forget, or you intentionally did not check for chametz on the night of the 14th, which is the typical time you're supposed to do it. So what do you do? Vaidik arbasar b'shachas. Well, you have no choice. You got to check on the 14th in the morning of Erev Pesach. Okay. And you still would use a candle. Looking in the cracks, even though it's not optimal because it's daylight and the candle ain't going to help much, but you still do that. So you do that, barbosa b'shachris in the morning. What if lo bodik b'shachris? What if you didn't even check in the morning? You're really getting in trouble. Bodik b'shas habir. You can check when it's still the time for the burning of the chametz, meaning in the sixth hour, which is the time for burning the chametz. You could still do that. Lo bodik b'shas habir. What if you didn't even check in the sixth hour? Then, bodei b'solchachag. You would have to check, when it is the holiday.
Not with a candle.
Well, obviously not. Now, when would you be able to check? So there's a machlokas in the poskim, what the Rambam means over here. Some say it means achol hamoid. Because that's the only time you really can check. The other poskim, no, learn. They say no. You could even check on yontif. And on any chametz that you find, you'd cover it in a utensil. And I guess that would also happen for Erev Yontif. So there's different opinions what you do, but you still would be checking it. Okay. Over haregel velo bodek. What if the whole holiday passed by, you didn't check for chametz?
But didn't you, you've nullified now, right?
Yes.
But still, you gotta check. Right?
You've done the same.
What if over haregel velo bodek, bodek acharegel? You check after the regel. Kideshi yaver. So you burn whatever chametz you left over the Pesach. Because that is Asur B'Hanah.
Right.
Now, question is, what if you nullified it? Question, you know.
Yeah.
So if you nullified it, so then, you know, that'll be okay, but, you know, I can't see that really happening. So obviously, clearly, if he didn't nullify it, then for sure you'd have to burn it. Now, Vav, kishabodik chametz b'leil arbasar. When you check for the chametz at the proper time on the night of the 14th, oh b'yom arbasar, or on the day of the 14th, oh b'socha regel, or even in the holiday, mevorech kodem shiyaschu livdok. You make a bracha before you check. Look how far you're going. Even on yomtiv, chol hamoed. If you're checking, you still have to make a bracha because you're trying to burn it out. You do it beforehand because every mitzvah has to be done before you do the actual mitzvah. The mitzvah is checking. So you really have a long way to go in time-wise. And, yeah.
Just for clarification.
Yes, sir.
When we clean our houses, and we clean them and clean them, and then are we talking about when we put 10 pieces around that you, like we do as a, that search, or just?
It could be any search. Well, this Rambam is really speaking about you haven't done any search. You just didn't do a bedika, and you may not have even cleaned your house.
If you're getting ready for a Pesach, I don't understand how you
could. How could a person not check?
You have to clean your house for Pesach.
Well, a guy didn't. He's a sinner. Did you ever hear that?
Never. So, but couldn't happen.
Well, what happens if you're like just cleaning the bathroom or the I don't know bedroom and you're vacuuming under your bed and make sure there's no crumb? Do you say bracha before you do that?
No, because you make it on the night of the 14th. Now, obviously, you're cleaning before, because if you leave everything before, you wouldn't get done till 4 days after Pesach. So you're doing that rudimentary cleaning, you know, to, you know, get the heavy duty stuff. And then, you know, there's still going to be what to find.
So why are you doing it without a bracha, though? When, and the bracha's
because you can only make the bracha on the night before Pesach. That's what? When the mitzvah is done. That's what the mitzvahs do the night before Pesach. So get rid of it right before Pesach. You're supposed to burn it right before Pesach. That's the mitzvah.
Because
there's always going to be more chametz till the last minute.
But if you're going out of time,
but we talked about that yesterday.
I know,
these are chametz that we do as a
don't make.
You're wondering.
You don't make the bracha if you're doing it if it's done that before the night before. You don't make the bracha.
You said it was okay to make the bracha if you go 4 days out of town, whatever.
I said do the bedik. I didn't say the bracha.
Yes, that's true. You said that. You're right.
I say do the bedika.
Yeah. One room. So you wouldn't do the bracha.
You only do the bracha at the night. On the 14th.
Is there some...
All right, let's go ahead. I can't give a whole halacha class on this. We'll send
this
you the... No, I'm just saying, we'll get to the Rambams. Okay. You're supposed to do it on the 14th. If you're doing it early, you're already not doing it the optimal way. So then there's different considerations about making a bracha, not making a bracha. But either way, you have to get rid of the chametz, right? Right? Okay, anyway, so what's the bracha you make? Baruch atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam Asher Kidesh Shemo Tzivanu Al Bi'ur Chametz. That Hashem commanded us. Now, even though it's a rabbinic mitzvah, but Hashem said, listen what the rabbis say. And what do you mean, Bi'ur? You're not burning it tomorrow, but the beginning of burning is checking. So since if you don't check it, you can't burn it. So the ultimate goal is to burn it. So we make that bracha even now. And you check and search in all places where chametz could be brought. Kumash Rav is ready, as we explained earlier. But what if you check after Yontif? Remember, you have to check after Yontif, make sure to get rid of any chametz shevel of a Pesach. Einam avorech, you don't make a bracha, because now you don't have to really burn it, because it's after Pesach. You can't benefit from it. So therefore, we have to know to not mix it up with other stuff. But since there's no mitzvah to burn it per se, then you don't make a bracha. In other words, the only reason you're checking after Pesach is not to benefit from chametz she'over olav haPesach. So that's what you have to check. This stuff was from after Pesach, from during Pesach. I can't eat it. You don't have to burn it. Just make sure, put it in a place where you're not going to eat it. Till next Pesach. Nothing.
This is still a rabbinic.
But you don't have to burn it.
But
you don't have to burn it. That's all I'm saying. Before Pesach, you have to burn it. You can't have chametz in your possession. You can't have chametz in your possession, right?
But burning is a custom, right? Because biur doesn't mean burning.
We're going to see. We're going to learn later in the Rambam. It's going to give different opinions what to do.
And this is not obviously covered by A, selling your chametz.
Well, if you sell your chametz, you're okay. It only works chametz that you sold.
Yeah,
and usually you're putting all the chametz that you know of and you put it in a certain space and you sell it.
And then you can nullify also what you don't find. Right?
Yeah, but it's ka'afrid ar. I mean, you can't do shtick. You can't say, I'm going to leave all chametz here and nullify it and look at it all day long.
I understand that, but I'm just trying, we'd like to be, Pesach, we really want to be very, very strict.
So therefore, you're cleaning the house really well. Now, you may have missed something. You're human. So you're nullifying it for that which you missed.
Yeah. That's my question. You're searching, you find something. Didn't you nullify that?
Yeah. So the question is, why couldn't you? Because you have to burn what you found.
Even though
you found stuff on the 14th, what do you do with it now? There's a mitzvah to burn the chametz.
Mm-hmm. So you're basically searching for things that you nullify.
You don't nullify till after you've searched.
This is when you didn't search. You nullified without searching.
Yeah, okay, so there's still... Okay, so that's a question, so maybe you didn't nullify. Listen, a guy who hasn't checked for chametz, I don't imagine he nullified it either.
Oh, I see. Okay, so you didn't do
Wouldn't
that.
Wouldn't you
either.
Assume if the guy... you just said, how could a guy not get ready for Pesach, right?
Yeah.
So then he probably didn't nullify it.
Well, then he's not going to care about any of this stuff. We care about it.
Well, whatever. What if he just forgot? But he forgot. He didn't do it. He was busy. It was accounting season. He had no time. He forgot to check. He forgot to nullify.
This is all rabbinic.
It's not so unusual.
This whole checking on the 14th is strictly rabbinic right now, right?
Well, I mean, the Bible says you have to burn your chametz. But this specific act on the 14th is rabbinic, yes. Okay, where am I now? Zion.
After the
Zion. Okay, Shagomer Livdok, what if he's done checking now? So, in Barak Balela Bosar, if he checked on the 14th at the right time, or Obiyomer Bosar, Kodem Sheshos, or on the 14th of the day, before the 6th hour, he has to nullify all chametz that's in his reshus that he does not see. That doesn't know about it. Okay? Because what he sees, he's got to burn.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
What he sees, got to burn. The yomer. Now what does he say? This is nighttime. Kol chametz sheish reshus. This is the kol chamira. But he's saying in Hebrew. Kol chametz sheish reshus. Any chametz in my possession. Shelo re'isiv, that I have not seen it. Harehu batel v'harehu kofer. It's nullified and it's like the dust of the earth.
Your text is different than mine. It doesn't say shelo re'isi here.
It says shelo re'isi.
Yeah, re'isiv. It says there's an extra vav. Re'isiv.
Re'isiv.
Okay.
I said re'isiv.
Okay.
The hearing goes after 15 hours and vowels. No, that's what it is. Okay. That's why we shouldn't be gabbais to correct mistakes. You need a young ear to hear mistakes. All right. But what if you check at the sixth hour already? Uh-oh, now you're in trouble. Now you're in trouble after the six-hour check. Because why? Because ein yochol levatel. You can't nullify it. Why? Sharei eina b'rishus. So it's not in your rishus anymore. Why? Shekvar neser banos. It's already prohibited to have benefit from that. You can't benefit.
But you don't have a benefit from it.
But you can't benefit from it anymore. So if you can't benefit from it, how can you nullify it? So it's interesting. The Gemara says there are two things that aren't in your rishus, but still the Torah considers them yours. It's like you get the double whammy. The Torah says it's not yours, but you get punished for it being yours. And what is it? Two examples, only two in the whole Torah. One is a bor b'rishus harabim. What if you dig a hole in a public domain? Okay, is the hole legally yours? Mm-hmm. No, what happens if somebody falls and breaks their neck?
You're liable.
So that's an example of something that's not yours, and the rabbi says it's yours. And the other one is chametz after the sixth hour, where it's not yours, because you can't have anah from it, it's not yours. Yours means yours. I can do what I want with it. Well, that's only if you can have anah. You can't have anah, you can't have, but the Torah still says it's yours to punish you. So that's the problem. So you can't nullify it. So the only thing you can do is you gotta burn it then. Can't nullify it.
That'd be the same as milk and meat. It's yours, but you can't have anah, so it's not really yours. What?
No, it's,
only if
it's,
you're cooking it together.
No, but it's you own it. You still own it.
You can't,
and it's still yours. But it's yours. You just can't have anah from it.
But that's the same as chametz, no?
You're not punished for having meat and milk together.
Oh, I see.
No one's going to punish you for having it. What if you happen to, you know, happen to own a cheeseburger?
You own the cheeseburger.
The goy mixed a cheese with a burger. It's your cheeseburger. You're not punished. We don't make it yours to punish you.
Right, there's no punishment.
So the pit is yours to punish you.
I understand.
The chametz is yours to punish you.
So the Rambam doesn't have the two versions that we use? Like we have one before.
So I think in this footnote here, on page 60, right? It says, all chametz is puzzle that I have not seen. It says, since the same, say, while it's still possible to learn from chametz, we don't nullify all the chametz we possess. It's custom to make a second statement, nullifying chametz after burning the chametz in the morning, and in that statement we nullify and say that I have seen or not seen, that I have destroyed or I have not destroyed.
That's the second one.
So that's the second one.
That's the one you must make before the sixth hour.
Yes.
Because the other one you make the night before.
Right, exactly. So you want to get this done by the nullification has to be before the sixth hour. Because after the sixth hour, it's asur ba'anah, so you can't nullify it. You could burn it, but you can't nullify it. And that's, you know, you can't nullify any other chametz in the house. And now you'll be over chametz shor v'lav pesach. See, that's the other thing. If you don't nullify in time, you can't nullify later. That's the real problem. You're saying, well, he nullified it. Well, he probably didn't nullify it. Okay. If you didn't do, listen, if you didn't do a bedikah and burn it, you wouldn't just nullify it, would you? Generally, you have the chametz, you take it there, and you take it and you make the prayer. Definitely. Usually, if you're not checking, you're not nullifying. It's pretty obvious.
Yeah,
it's pretty
the real problem is that when we do this on Shabbos, because this is come out on Shabbos, it's horrible.
That's what we mentioned yesterday. You nullify it before. Before, then you burn it on Friday, and then you have to nullify it again on Shabbos.
But then you still have to have
you nullify it again on Shabbos?
Yeah.
No, he said you nullify it again on Shabbos.
Yeah.
After you've nullified it once, you nullify it again?
You always nullify twice. What about on a weekday? You always nullify twice.
You burn it, you say.
No, but you're not burning it on Shabbos.
You're flushing it down the toilet.
Yeah,
because only the crumbs you have to have.
Okay, good.
So after you flush it down the toilet, I forgot.
Yeah.
It doesn't happen.
Last time we did it at the school. Right, we had to do this.
I've done it before where Friday night, whatever, and then you take the thing and you throw it down the toilet, but I didn't think at that point you'd nullify it.
You still have to nullify because you had chametz that you left. You have to nullify the second time because you were leaving chametz. That's why you have to nullify again.
You burnt on the, I guess on the Friday morning you said it, but you have to say it again for...
Just like any other time. Because you're eating chametz. Yep. Mm-hmm.
But how can you nullify something that you've already nullified?
You haven't nullified
you didn't.
That.
When you nullified at night, did you nullify all the chametz in your possession? No.
Except for this little shtickle here. Yeah.
Okay, so what if a couple crumbs, something happened or whatever? You know, once you've left chametz, you know, you got to nullify it again.
It's not really a game.
Ches, 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 ches. Therefore, lefichach, therefore, following up on Zion, im lo bitel kodem shesh, if he didn't nullify before the sixth hour, if you find some chametz in the sixth hour that you had in mind, you know, that you know about, you knew about it, said, yeah, like, you know, in the morning, in the early morning, said, I want it, it's mine, you didn't nullify it earlier. Ushkala, you forgot it. When you burnt it, you forgot about it. Let's say you say, okay, I collect a lot of chametz at night. I'm putting all aside. You know, it says, you know, I got a lot of chametz. I'm going to put some of it up a little over there too. I mean, you made two piles instead of one pile. And said, I'm going to leave for tomorrow. I didn't nullify it with the nighttime nullification. Then you're in a rush. The next day, you got up late and this and that, and you rush. Oh, where'd I put the chametz? You took one of the piles. You forgot the second pile. And now it's ready the sixth hour. So look what happens. Looky here. Hareza over. At that point in time, you already are sinning. Alo yarov, alo yamatzah. You shouldn't find any, and you shouldn't see any, you shouldn't find any. Because from sixth hour on, you already transgress. Bal yarov, bal yamatzah. According to many opinions. Others say you don't transgress until the holiday, but not ever. So machlokas in the poskim, exactly when you're over, and the machlokas what the Rambam means. Does it mean exactly in the sixth hour, or maybe it means an yontif? So it's a different opinions. But this is the problem. Shari lo bir v'lo bitl. He didn't burn, he didn't nullify it. Vena bitl atam olo klum. The bitl he made now didn't help if he's in b'shus, because it's not a shus. By the sixth hour, you can't make a bitl. But the Torah makes it like it's his domain. Why only for one person? To make him chayiv. That's very nice of the Torah. In other words, the Torah's very, don't have any chametz. If you don't, we're going to make it yours to be a sinner, even though you can't nullify it. It's really the worst of both worlds. But you got to burn it anytime you find it. But what if he must be yontif? What do you find in yontif? You can't burn it. Why?
Yontif. You can't burn it on yontif.
Well, first of all, you can't move it. It's muksa. And burning it, there's no purpose in burning it. Because you only can burn it for ochel nefesh. And there's no ochel nefesh. You're going to eat it. So you can't burn it. So kovel of kli, you put a utensil over it. So you don't accidentally eat it. Ad l'erev, until the nighttime in yontiv is over. And then on chol amoed u'bevaro, then you burn it. But in yontiv, you can't burn it. Vim shel hektishu. And what if the stuff was hektish? Hektish chametz, then you don't have to cover it up. Ain't sarach lichvos of kli, why? Shakol, porshman, because everyone knows to stay away from hektish. You know, when eats hektish. People know hektish, that's holy stuff. You chayv misa, you don't want to touch it. So, hektish stuff, this was sanctified for the temple. Sanctified chametz, breads, you find in the middle of yontif, you don't have to cover
it. What happens after yontif?
You have to do what you do it normally with hektish. You have to burn it, but after yontif.
To redeem it?
No. It's finished. Test.
So here, but it's in this, it says here, basically, in the first part of the halacha, it says that he's not allowed, he can't, he forgot to do it, so now he's chayef. He's chayef for this, right here. But right. After yontif, he has to destroy it.
You gotta get rid of it. Every second you have it, you're transgressing.
But he can't nullify it.
Right. It's not yours to nullify. Nullifying, you can only nullify that which is yours. Remember, it's yours and it's not yours. It's only yours to be punished. But not yours enough to nullify it. That's the enigma here.
I'm going to see if I got this right, because this gets a little confusing, and it's always important for Pesach, obviously.
So it's important is to do it the way you're supposed to.
Right,
you have no problem.
So the night before you search, and you make the blessing, and then you can research, I guess, in the morning, and make the blessing and nullify.
You're not going to research.
I mean,
you already searched.
You burn and you make the second blessing.
Do some research.
Okay. Second nullification.
Second Google it.
Yeah. But if you don't, You can.
If you didn't what?
If by the sixth hour you haven't burnt or you didn't search, you can.
Anything.
You're done, you're toast. But you can still then burn it if you find it.
Yes, you must.
No, I don't need to interrupt this conversation.
You must burn.
You're toast. I mean, it's.
And I have one.
I was waiting.
Burnt toast.
You must. Yeah. You must. Not can. You must burn it. But you can't nullify it.
You can't burn it on the yontif. You have to wait for this for chol amoed.
Right. You can't nullify it and you can't burn it. You only can cover it. And that's bad news because you're really transgressing.
I have a mental block on when it says the beginning of the certain hour. So let's say it's a perfect day from 6 to 6. And it says the beginning of the 6th hour.
11
between 11 and 12. That's between 11 and 12?
11 and 12 is... No, wait. The 6th... A perfect 6th, 6th day?
Yeah.
The beginning of the 6th hour is 11 o'clock.
Okay.
So in other words, if it was a perfect 6 to 6 day, you finish the last morsel of chametz by 10, and you finish burning the chametz by 11. But we never have 6 to 6, because it's always more.
Yeah, but just so I can...
So this is the beginning from the 6 to 6 day, from 11:01, you can't have hanah, and you're stuck.
Because 12 is 6 hours after the day began, so it sounds like that's the beginning.
That's the seventh hour.
Jesus me that terminology.
At 11:01.
Is this where people get this, where they're, instead of keeping 6 hours between...
Yeah, that whole thing about...
No, it's got to be six. Meat man has to be six,
hours
in six full hours. For sure different, no question about it. Okay, Tess.
11,
here's an interesting scenario in Tess. Mi shiyotsu mi beiso kodem shas habir lasus mitzvah. Let's say he's supposed to be burning his chametz. But guess what? A mitzvah came up. He had to leave his house. For whatever reason, on Erev Pesach, to do a mitzvah. Well, for example, let's say it's a Shechtes Korban Pesach, or give a circumcision for his son, or any other mitzvah. So you have all your chametz, you're ready to burn it, but now a mitzvah came up, and you have to do the mitzvah, whatever, you're part of the group for the Korban Pesach. Hey, we're Shechtes Korban Pesach, you gotta be with us now, whatever. You had to go. Olech l'susu mitzvah, or there was a mitzvah meal you had to attend to. Wild. Going to Suda Seris, like an engagement party. I don't know what they have better to do on Erev Pesach. Unasin or a wedding on Erev Pesach. Okay, whatever. But then, so now you're in the other place. And it's 10:58.
Oh boy.
Viniska Shesha Chametz Mizbeach says, hey, I got chametz in my house. Oh man, I forgot to burn it. I forgot to do all that stuff. So im yachalachsu levar ulevar air v'lachsu mitzvaso yachser. If he could do both, go back, get back before 11, burn the chametz, and get back and do the mitzvah, you know, as you can do everything, then yachzer, go back, burn the chametz, go back and finish the wedding. If you can do both, do both. But what if it's not possible in whatever way it is? Let's say if I'm going to have to go all the way back, I'm going to miss the other mitzvah totally, then yivata b'libo, then he can nullify it, even though he knows he's got chametz. He knows a package of chametz right there. They can nullify it because it's this way. You still technically are doing both mitzvahs.
You're supposed to burn it.
You later.
Yeah.
Right. Now, that's one example. Another example. Yotzel hatzel miyada geis. What if he had to run out in the middle of his bedika, whatever, before burning, to deal with invading troops? Either to save people from invading troops or something like that. Minanor, or from a river washed away valuables, he has to chase after that. Minad lake, or there's a fire, Minamapolis, or a wall that fell in. Things that are, you know, that are, he has to deal with it. So then what do? Yivata b'libo v'dayo. You nullify with your heart, and it's enough. Don't be engaged in bitul chametz, because if you are, you know, people could die. So that's not a good thing. Right? But what if, yotzel tzarchas, what if he went for a personal thing? He went to the Leipzig Fair.
Yeah.
Right? Personal thing, he went out.
What?
The Leipzig Fair. Vinizker Shesha Chametz of Chesed. Oi! There's Chametz in my house! This is the mitzvah now! Yachzer miyad, you have to meet to go back. Forget about it. Vad kamu choser, but for how much does he go back for? I mean, how much chametz has to be left that we force to go back? Ad kebev, there's enough of an egg, which is 60 grams. Less than an egg, then you can nullify it in your heart, and that is good enough, because that's not considered enough of food. And now, we don't generally encourage large quantity beetles. You know, we got 20 loaves of bread. I'll just be mevatel. You know, we just don't do that. Just go and burn it. But if it's a small amount, very little, you don't have to go back.
You just cover it when you go back.
When you go back, you'll burn it. But first you have to nullify it. If it's before Yontif, go burn it. Throw it out. But at least you've nullified it and you're off the hook. Okay, Yud. So let's say now you're making matzah on Pesach, a very dangerous pastime. It's cholamoid, and you ran out of matzahs. Right? So what are you going to do? So, okay, I'll bake some matzahs. So what does he do? Well, you bake the matzahs. You make the dough, right? And it's all kneaded, right? But then you had to go out. I mean, all you got from it. It's a phone call. It's an important phone call. Vinisker achashiyatsu. Vuyosi rabo. Oh, he went to his shir. He went to his Rebbe shir. Oi, it's Rebbe says his shir. Boom. He goes. He's sitting in front of the Rebbe, and then all of a sudden a light bulb goes off in his head. He says, uh-oh.
This is more than 18 minutes.
No, it's not yet. According to my calculations, you know, it's got 3 minutes to go. He's afraid by the time he gets back, it's going to be chametz. You nullified in your heart. Now, why is he not just going to finish the matzahs? Because he's afraid of his Rebbe. He doesn't want to make his Rebbe angry at him. You know, you can't leave in the middle of a shir. See how they're careful? They, you know, other people, if their cell phone goes off, out they go. They don't care about the Rebbe at all. Right? This guy, he's got chametz, potential chametz, kares on the line. He ain't gonna go out of the house. It's just a subtle rebuke for, right? It's kares, and the guy's not, the guy's cause sitting there. I can't go. Insult the Rebbe. So guess what? So if the cell phone rings, just be mavatal it. Nullify it, and it'll be fine. So what do you do? Mavatal evil, kodim shachmas, before it becomes chametz. But what if he noticed it was longer than 18 minutes? Ain't a bit the moklum, you can't nullify it. Elokfar over alo yerovim, so he's transgressed the two negative commandments. He's got to burn immediately when he comes home. But if it's yontav, he can't, he'd have to cover it up. Okay, we'll stop over here. One more halacha to go. Okay.
Oh, come on. Yeah.